Thank you, Andre. Good morning. It's sunny and 60 degrees for Akron, Canton, Millersburg, and for Dover, New Philadelphia. And good morning, Delroy. We got some partly sunny skies and 52 degrees on WNPQ The Light 95.9. Joining us is Dr. Jerome P. Ritchie. I'm thinking somebody else. Dr. Ritchie, thanks for giving us some of your time. He's the Chief Medical Officer of the Metamark Genetics, and we're talking about prostate cancer treatment options. And Dr. Ritchie, why would you want to treat prostate cancer aggressively?
Good morning, Jim. It's a nice opportunity to be with you.
Thank you.
Prostate cancers are not all the same. There are some patients who have slow-growing disease that may not need to be treated, whereas others have aggressive disease that clearly needs to be treated. It's a very common cancer, and this creates a great deal of difficulty for patients in making decisions about treatment.
What about treatments? Are they available for patients diagnosed with prostate cancer, and what are the side effects?
Very important question. There are three different main treatments for prostate cancer. One is called active surveillance, meaning you follow the patient. One is radical prostatectomy, or removing the prostate, and one is radiation therapy. Mm-hmm. And different patients may need different types of treatments, but the important thing is that it's a common disease, and not unlike breast cancer, not everybody needs to be treated.
Mm. What about, how do physicians and patients, how do they decide how to manage prostate cancer?
This is a long discussion with the patients, and you have to consider the biopsy results, which is a Gleason grade, the age of the patient, their family history, their other diseases, and whether we think the tumor is aggressive or not. Because one of the problems is many patients are diagnosed with prostate cancer that may not need to be treated. So if we can identify those patients, they can be followed carefully without the need for treatment.
Dr. Jerome P. Ritchie, Chief Medical Officer at Metamark Genetics, talking about prostate cancer treatment options. Dr. Ritchie, what the new tools are available to patients and doctors deciding how do how to manage prostate cancer?
Well, for a long time, anybody with prostate cancer was treated aggressively because we weren't smart enough to know which patients will progress and which ones would not. Over the last 10 years, active surveillance, meaning you follow somebody carefully with periodic biopsies, has become much more important for selected patients. And there are a growing number of tools that are available. At Metamark, we have a tool called ProMark, which uses the biopsy to detect how likely the patient is to have aggressive disease.
You mentioned earlier, what about this? Older patients with a slow-growing cancer may forego aggressive treatment and manage your cancer as like a chronic disease. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. So prostate cancer is very common. There are about 1 million biopsies that are done in the United States every year, 200,000 new cases, but still 27,000 men die from prostate cancer. If somebody is older, somebody has a lower Gleason grade tumor that may not grow actively, these patients can be followed conservatively and not need any treatment. If somebody is younger or has more aggressive tumor, then treatment is clearly indicated, and we're now being able to separate these patients in a better fashion.
So would you say you're the pro? Excuse me, I didn't mean, but you know what you're talking about. So it's come a long way. In other words, treating prostate cancer.
Absolutely. In the past, active surveillance was used in maybe 10% of patients who have low-risk disease. Now with these new tools, it's up to about 40%. So we are making progress, but we don't want to miss somebody's opportunity to be cured.
Wow. This is great news. How can we get more information? Can you advise us, tell us what to do?
Absolutely. This is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. There are several websites that are excellent, the American Cancer Society, the American Urological Association. Metamark Genetics has a website that has excellent patient information. That's metamarkgenetics.com.
All right, one other question real quick, Dr. Ritchie. How often should they get examined for a prostate cancer?
So PSA screening should be done in men from ages 50 to about 70. either once a year or every other year. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's African American or has a family history, mm-hmm. they should start screening earlier because their risk is higher.
Okay. Dr. Jerome P. Ritchie, Chief Medical Officer, Metamark for Prostate Cancer Treatments. Hey, blessings. Thank you so much, Dr. Ritchie.
Thanks very much, Jim. Have a good day.